How do you leave your personal values, beliefs, and life lessons through an ethical will? I'm Pauline Field, and this is today's episode of Wit, Wisdom, and Wrinkles. I've talked before about the importance of having a will and a trust, but an ethical will is something different. First of all, it's not a legally binding document. What it is, though, is what you can pass on to future generations. If you have children, grandchildren, and these days, even great grandchildren, then how do you tell them what you hold so dear? Your beliefs, the lessons you've learnt, and your values that you really would like to pass on. It's a legacy of wisdom and emotional connection. So, and by the way, it's also an expression of love. You know, it's because you love your children and grandchildren, or just people in general, and you want the word to get out. Now, when you do sit down to write this, and by the way, you can record it, either audio or video, however you want to do it. There's no right or wrong way. So I say right, but you can do it any way you want. But the first thing is that it be in your authentic voice. So don't try and do what you think it should be like. Don't edit yourself. This is about really expressing what you feel is the most important things that you have learned in life and that you hold dear. And once you've done it, don't see it as one and done. First of all, when you have finished it, you might put it down and wait a few days or a week and just take a look, see if there's anything that you missed. Or anything you want to say differently. Then put it with your other documents, important documents, and every, I don't know, 6 months, year. I wouldn't wait longer than a year, but I would revisit it and see how you like it. I know when I revisit it, I think about, hey, I said some pretty good stuff here. This isn't bad. And 9 out of 10 times, I add something. So start. Think about what you want. If you could sit down with a future generation and give them some of your wisdom, what would it be? What would you say? So I hope this has given you some food for thought. And I thank you for being here with me today. And I look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.